I'm Julian Berger. The Trump administration reversed a policy last month on sensitive locations, now allowing immigration officers to raid churches. On Tuesday, religious groups from North Carolina and across the country filed a lawsuit against the new directive. Pastor Rudy Lopez serves at Iglesia Restauración Familiar, a Spanish-language Pentecostal church in Northwest Charlotte. It is home to numerous immigrants, some of them undocumented.
I think they should respect the priorities of the church, which should be a place of refuge for people to come and serve God.
Last month, the Trump administration reversed a Biden-era policy on sensitive locations, now allowing immigrations and custom enforcement officers to arrest people in churches. An immigrant from the Dominican Republic, Lopez says the new administration is not following God's word.
The Bible tells us that we have to welcome immigrants. We have to give them support.
In his 18 years in the United States, Lopez has advocated for undocumented immigrants. He believes there should be a balance in immigration enforcement.
Take the people who have committed crimes here, people who haven't done things right. But don't take the people who are already in this country and who are doing things right.
Pastors like Lopez are navigating conflicting cross currents, like increased Latino support for Trump in the 2024 election, an increasingly hostile attitude of white evangelical Christians towards immigrants, as polls show the majority of them support harsh restrictions on immigration and refugees. The Trump administration has also cut off aid religious groups use to resettle refugees. But in the pews across Charlotte each Sunday, the questions and fears feel less abstract, but more personal. Pastor Candido Arbino and pastor's wife Pilar Perez lead Hickory Grove United Methodist Church's Latino ministry in East Charlotte. Perez says church attendance has not decreased since Trump took office last month, but fears remain high.
Thank goodness that attendance has been great because of the way that we present the situation. You know, we do not cultivate fear unless we tell people that they have to take care. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of fear.
The Western North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church advised churches to ask ICE agents for a judicial warrant before allowing entry and instructed church employees and volunteers not to assist or provide information to ICE officers. It remains to be seen if ICE will start raiding churches. On Tuesday, the Western North Carolina Conference, along with other religious groups across the country, filed a federal lawsuit challenging ICE now being allowed to make arrests at places of worship.
We're a church of social justice because that's what Jesus preached. So that's the way churches should go by. You know, they should go by the scripture, which defends the neighbors, the immigrants, as Jesus was one, and his family.
Vice President J.D. Vance, who says he's a devout Catholic, caused a stir last week when he said the Catholic Church's work to resettle immigrants and refugees is driven just by a desire to get federal funding. Father Peter of the Catholic Diocese of Charlotte also provides a sense of safety for his community. He heads a Catholic church on the outskirts of the city, where more than half of the congregation is Hispanic.
The church property is private property, and as private property, we have certain legal rights as well as do people present on our property.
Father Peter says many congregants fear being targeted, not just at church, but even on their way to worship.
Our faith teaches that people have a right to immigrate in search of a better life.
Last week, North Carolina bishops issued a joint statement on immigration, saying they do not condone violating the law, but calling on the Catholic faithful to support and care for immigrants during this time. Julian Berger, WFAE News.